from the Commercium Society here at St. Xavier's College, Mumbai. I'm Janvi Jaipuriar, and this is the Fin Fiends Playbook. What started as a rough drawing on the lap of India's greatest industrialist soon became a shattered dream. The Tata Nano, the people's car, the dream of Ratan Tata, would soon be known as just another marketing fail. Keep listening as we follow the journey of a revolutionary idea that failed to revolutionize. The year was 2003. As Ratan Tata traveled in the comfort of his chauffeur-driven car, he looked outside the window to see a family of four crammed into the backseat of a scooter. As the rain poured on, he couldn't stop thinking, what if they fall? And just like that, Tata Nano was born.
That led to sort of sitting and doodling. How could you make a scooter safer? Could you add small wheels like children have tricycles to stop something from skidding? First, a three-wheel car was the concept. The ideas kept coming in on how to make a car affordable.
Soon, Ratan Tata embarked upon his most ambitious project ever, to give India the car it deserved. With the vision to bring modern and safe mobility to the masses, he aimed to pull the middle-class Indians out of their scooters and into the safety of a modern-age, 21st century people's car that had the potential to surge a revolution of the same magnitude as Ford's Model T. Lo and behold, the Tata Nano.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we will present what a young group of engineers and designers gave the new car from Tata Motors, the people's car that everyone has been waiting for.
When the Tata Nano was launched in January 2008, it was said to be the car that would change India. But within a short, modest stint of just 10 years, Nano was discontinued with only 300,000 cars sold. Even though the idea was sound, the vehicle failed to capitalize on its market potential. A number of factors contributed to its failure. But before that, let's have a look at the small car itself. Tata Nano, a 624 cubic capacity petrol rear engine and rear wheeled car with a manual gearbox that gave a commendable 25 kilometers per liter. While designing the car, the young team of 25 to 30 year olds were given three targets. Nano had to be inexpensive to manufacture, conforming with all regulations, and it had to meet all fuel consumption and performance standards. But as the price of steel doubled, making an affordable car was more challenging than ever. When pushed by the press about the car's price, Ratan Tata threw out a figure, 1 lakh rupees. Now, 1 lakh was a very aggressive price for a new car, But Tata Motors took the price as a challenge. Could they really create the 1 lakh car? Following this announcement, Tata Motors had to aggressively cut down on costs. The design had to be remodeled without basic facilities. Nano now only had one wing mirror, one windscreen wiper, a thinner and narrower spare tire, and no airbags at all. Although still more expensive than motorbikes and scooters, Nano had nevertheless made it as the cheapest car in the whole world. Now, setting high pre-launch expectations limits your ability to perfect your business model post-launch. You have to get a lot of things right to successfully bring a product as novel as the Nano to the markets. First, you have to conceive of something people will actually want. You have to devise a way to produce it reliably and profitably at a price that people are willing to pay. And you have to communicate a clear, targeted value proposition differentiated from your competitors. But well, Tata Nano struggled with each and every one of these steps. Their target market, which consisted of low-income households in the towns and villages of India, wasn't very familiar with the car buying experience. Tata failed to sense this and made no efforts to bridge this gap through its marketing or business strategies. As it is, Tata Motors couldn't cater to its target audience well. To make matters worse, the project faced an unfortunate delay of 18 months, since the production unit had to be shifted from east to west, Singur in West Bengal to Sanand in Gujarat. Their luck did not seem to get better. Several cars caught fire during the first 2 years after launch. This worsened the pre-existing ill reputation of Nano and seemed as though someone had cast an evil eye. Even after these issues were resolved, Nano could not compete with bigger cars in terms of its comfort and safety. While riding, it was not as stable as the other heavyweight cars, and it failed miserably during car performance tests. This revealed that the original price of 1 lakh rupees was due to the compromise of several safety features. There were no airbags in the car, the tires were too narrow. Unsurprisingly, it lacked stability, which is an absolute must for Indian roads. Nano was promised at 1 lakh rupees, but it couldn't keep up with that price. The on-the-road price went up to 2.59 lakh, hence narrowing the price gap between other cheap cars and itself. This snatched away the main selling point of Nano. It was almost in the price range of other cheap cars, but it also had severe security concerns. Terrible combination. However, the most important reason why the journey of Nano went downhill over the years was its positioning as a cheap car. What Ratan Tata had envisioned as a revolutionary idea had backfired horribly. Tata Motors had specifically made Nano for the middle class who own bikes and scooters. They expected these people to welcome the car with open arms. But sadly, that is not what happened. Nano's biggest selling point was that it was the 1 lakh car. But in India, a car is not a means of transportation. It is a status symbol. People did not want to own a car that had attained the reputation of being a cheap car. Thus, the most attractive feature of Nano, which had started its entire campaign, ended up becoming the reason for its repulsion. Many people even started preferring second-hand cars from a segment above than purchasing a Nano.
The mistake we made was to talk of the Nano being the country's cheapest car. And that it led not to the empowerment, but to a question of shame that I can't afford a more expensive car. So the cheapest car became bottom of the pile, and one forgot what it was meant to do.
Failure. That's not a word you usually associate with the Tata Group. A company that has provided the country everything, from the salt we eat to the airplanes we fly in. But today, the dream project of Ratan Tata, embodied in the compact four seats of a hatchback called Nano, is nowhere to be found. The FinTheme's Playbook is brought to you by ThinkBiz, the official blog of the Commercium Society. Follow FinTheme's Playbook on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. Check out the ThinkBiz blog for all things business and follow Commercium on Instagram at @commerciumxavier for updates on events, workshops, and more. Head over to our blog and read our latest piece on India's crypto kill switch. Commerce is hard. Let's talk about it on the FinTheme's Playbook.